Here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences, I am speaking with Kenneth Hood. He's a cotton producer, a ginner, an advisor, and also the chairman of the steering committee for the Beltwide Cotton Conferences. And I guess this is the last Beltwide Cotton Conference as we know it, I guess.
As we know it today, that is correct.
So tell me a little bit about you. You started off by saying when your first conference was and the high and low as far as attendance here.
Well, you know, and things change, and this is my 32nd one that I've attended, with the exception of one of them. And throughout those years, we've seen the way that information is distributed change. We have seen a decrease in the producers coming, and that's not a lot of that is due to the decrease in cotton acres. Farmers are getting larger, so we have a smaller area of farmers. We're getting into some new transgenics that don't work the same in every location, every region. Varieties have changed to the extent that different varieties go to different regions. So it's hard to get one conference that will cover everything that a producer needs. So through the steering committee, we felt like it's better to go keep the Beltwide for the technical conferences, for our research papers, their consultants, because I, as a farmer, look at the consultant to get my information, and he make recommendations to me on a daily basis. So we can use the Beltwide for that vehicle and have regional meetings to help me address my particular problem in my area, or a Texas farmer be able to address those problems in their area. So that's the reason, and we think that's the way to go.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And how long did it take you to develop the idea of how you're going to go forward?
Well, you know, when you've done something for as long as Beltwide, it's been a Beltwide, and you change. We started in 2010 with the Cotton Council, seeing that our producer attendance was decreasing. And you got to remember, a meeting as big as Beltwide, you've got to plan it 3 or 4 years in advance, just for the hotel rooms and all that. So you've got to a lot of exposure out there, just guaranteeing rooms at a location. So we started in 2010, and here it is 2013. So it's taken us almost 3 years to get something that we thought that we could go a smooth transition, still keep the interest there, and go forward.
Well, when you talked about the different ways we're getting information, of course, a lot of that is the internet, obviously. That's exploded in the last 32 years. So you're going to have a lot more information out there to get that way in the internet, in the World Wide Web world?
That is correct. That will be one of the networking things that we will use. But yet and still, farmers still like to see and hear the research leaders and everybody tell exactly what they saw there also. And that information, the Cotton Council will be able to make certain information available much more timely than before.
Well, that's true. Very good. So how do you feel about it? A little bittersweet?
No, I'm enthusiastic, as you can tell. I think, you know, you have to change with times. You change with technology. You change with innovations. Mm-hmm. So let's change and go for the better. And I think we're going for the better, and Beltwide's going to be still a very viable meeting.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much. Here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.